From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Eric Anderson reports for the Times Union that most of the few stores that remain open locally during the COVID-19 pandemic are hiring. Many of them are also paying workers more. Walmart plans to hire more than 3,750 workers across the state and 150,000 nationwide. That will increase the chain's workforce by 10%. Price Chopper Market 32 has given employees a $1 an hour raise through April 19th and wants to hire 2,000 new employees for 133 stores in six states. Hannaford is also paying more and hiring more, though they can't say exactly how many they will be hiring. Company spokesperson Eric Dodge said, and I quote, "To support demand, better serve customers, and provide some relief to our store teams, Hannaford is hiring full and part-time associates at most of our 182 stores in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New York. Our associates have gone above and beyond, day in and day out, to extend care to our customers and community. And now we need to grow the team and expedite our efforts to hire and train new associates," end quote. New employees are to keep up with demand for food and extra cleaning duties that are now keeping grocery store employees busy. Stop and Shop, ShopRite, Tops, Amazon, and Dollar General stores are also hiring. Dollar General's website now says, and I quote, "For any individual whose job has been temporarily impacted by the effect of COVID-19, we currently have a number of full and part-time positions available across our stores, distribution centers, and private fleet network," end quote. New York Times reports that delivery food service around the country are also hiring. Many grocery stores have changed their hours to allow more restocking and cleaning at night and have also added seniors-only opening hours. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nadine Cafaro is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. The New York State Academy of Family Physicians is calling for a ban on all tobacco and vaping products statewide because of the increased risk of COVID-19 in those who use tobacco. A study by the U.S. National Library of Medicine found a factor that influences the progression of COVID-19 is a person's history of smoking. Studies suggest that, and I quote, "patients who use tobacco are 14 times likely to have COVID-19 progression," end quote. The National Institute of Drug Abuse says this is because the coronavirus attacks the lungs, and those who vape or smoke tobacco are more susceptible to the virus becoming a serious threat. Barbara Keber, Academy president, said, and I quote, "Now more than ever, it is critical for the state medical community to take actions to prevent our youth from ever using these highly addictive, deadly products and to help our patients to reduce their risk through FDA-approved cessation and telehealth during this pandemic," end quote. The group represents more than 6,000 family physicians and medical students in New York. And you can read the full story at thelegislativegazette.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. Candidates running for Congress and the New York State Legislature hustled to get their petitions filed by March 20th to qualify for the June primaries. The cutoff date to collect signatures was moved up 2 weeks to eliminate door-to-door activity as the coronavirus spread. Governor Andrew Cuomo reduced the number of signatures needed to qualify for the ballot by executive order so the threshold could be met with less time, and the candidates and their representatives managed to gather the signatures needed by the deadline. The contests triggered by those filings include a Republican primary in the 19th Congressional District on June 23rd between Kyle Vandewater and Ola Hawatma, who are looking to challenge incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado in the general election. Another primary scheduled for that date is the Democratic contest between Michelle Henchy and Gary Greenberg for the 46th State Senate District seat, currently occupied by George Amador. Amador will not be seeking re-election. Read the full story at The Fray. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and for updates on COVID-19, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.